Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah! It's the podcast where we talk about things that go bump in the night. Bump, bump, bump in the night. Oh, finally I could sing like Nadine from Girls Aloud. That'd be my dream. Did you listen to those two Girls Aloud songs, by the way?
I did.
Did you like either of them?
Yes. Neither of them quite grabbed me like Biology did. And I also think I maybe would have preferred the one that was the live show. I think I would have preferred just had listening to the song, like the album version of the song. Like the song and dance lighting show didn't really do a whole lot for me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because it was like a lot of fast cuts in really low resolution. Just really, really hitting home that like this was an amazing spectacle that you are not at right now.
Yeah. Oh, that was way back in 2005. No, six, sorry. That's the first Girls Aloud show I saw. And the tickets were £25. How affordable, man.
Fucking 25 quid.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll go see Girls Aloud for 25 quid.
And what's ironic is that it was the first arena tour. And it was such a good show because obviously there was a limited budget, but they were so creative with it. Subsequent shows I saw of them, they weren't as good because there was loads of money in the production. And I feel like when artists kind of have a bit too much money to play with, it's like necessity is a mother of invention.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking hell. But enough about Girls Aloud, even though I'm intending to make them a regular feature on the pod.
Yeah, that's fine. We're not trying to pad things out at all after last week. Don't know why you would suggest that.
Look, you didn't fucking pay for it and you got a good fucking 30 minutes, I think.
We have entered the portion of the book that, I mean, really, it's just two characters talking to each other.
Yeah, it's just Bella going, oh, you're so beautiful. And then him going, oh, but you're not safe.
Yeah. And then him going, what brand is your toothbrush? Can I smell it?
And she's like, what brand is your dick?
It's like, don't, Bella, I can't lose control around you.
Yeah, it's just them being fucking, like, I mean, it's like, oh, it's horrible to listen to, but it was nice to read.
Yeah, I thought these bits where they're, like, finding out about each other were some of my favourite parts of the book, really.
Yeah, it's just because they're kind of just talking, there's no sort of, like, moving around.
Yeah, well, we've basically covered all of the story that we need to cover for this episode now, so let's just fucking get wacky.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say get wanky there, and I was like, okay. Yeah. Slappy, spanky, let's get wanky.
Hey.
They're like, you can't say that on TV, and I'm like, why?
Yeah. You can't name your TV show that.
Anyway, fucking hell, chapter 10.
Jesus Christ.
Irrigations. Colonic irrigations.
Yes.
So Edward takes Bella to the colonic irrigation clinic. He was like, maybe if we rinse out your colon, I won't smell you as much. She's like, okay. So he was like, but I want to watch. So she's like, I feel uncomfortable. He's like, we all feel uncomfortable the first time. So he gets into the room. He kills the surgeon. He puts on the mask. He gets the tube, shoves it out there. And he's like, I want to see everything that comes out. He's like, a bit of broccoli, obviously brown water. There's one of those trolls that have like the fluffy hair. When did that get in there?
Looks like he's been walking through a muddy river.
He looks so terrified.
Yeah, Bella, what did you do to it?
Oh, God. And he forgets to turn the switch off and she just fills up with water.
Blows up like a balloon.
Yeah. She drowns from the inside because her cells burst.
And then Edward has a feeding frenzy but is disappointed because it's all heavily diluted.
Anyway, after that, he brings her dead body back home, tucks it into bed and is like, shh, maybe your dad won't notice. Then he leaves. So the next day, Charlie wakes her up. He tries to.
It's like, oh, Bella, you're all wet.
Yes, why do you look like you've been attacked by the girl from The Ring? But miraculously, she wakes up because he gives her a teaspoon of cowpole. It makes everything better.
At least he told her it was cowpole.
Yeah, it was actually just sperm with a little bit of rose water. You know, you just get a tablespoon of sperm, some rose water, and you just crush up a paracetamol. And Billy Black's like,
Can I not just crush up the paracetamol in some water or something? No.
No, you need some lubrication with it. Get stuck in their throat.
Also, look at her. She's clearly got enough water in her system.
Yes! Any more water and she could die again. She could be more dead. And Billy Black's like, I would report you to the police, but I would just be phoning you, I guess.
Oh, the corruption.
No, she wakes up and Edward picks her up for school.
Yes. And she's all like, where's your family? I thought they normally arrived with you. He's like, they're at Rosalie's car.
He's like, they're dead.
And she's like, yeah, I know, but they usually come to school.
No, but they're dead this time.
Ah.
I set the house on fire.
Fuck them, Bella.
Yeah. Come. Let's go do it. You can sit on top of Emmett. I'm sure he's extra rigor mortis.
Extra crispy.
Yes, I'll have a go on Alice. She can't see me coming now. But yeah, he's like, he says to her something about, oh man, you're so cool about everything, man. Like, I wish that you would just say what's on your mind instead of editing your thoughts like an editor.
Also, he must know that, like, every human edits their thoughts before they speak, because he knows what they think and he hears what they say.
Yeah, but I think that's why he finds it so frustrating.
Yeah, but also he must understand that it's human nature.
Human behavior. Human behavior. Do you know that song?
I do not.
By Björk.
Björk?
Yeah, Björk. You know. Has that song got a chorus?
What, the Oh So Quiet song? Or the song you were singing?
The song that I'm singing. I know Oh So Quiet has a chorus.
It's a loud chorus.
Yeah. You get so something you want to die. You make the world want to cry. Da, 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 da. This is it! And then once again. It's nice and quiet. And soon enough. Starts another big riot. Da-na. I can't remember the rest of the words.
That's all right.
No, let's do the whole song. You get a colonic. Zing, boom. It looks kind of chronic. Fring, tomb. And there's a troll. Wow, wow! It looks like it's walked through the mud. You need to wash it with some suds. Oh shit, you're dead. I've messed this up. And once again, you're all so quiet. And then Bella's just sitting there, just staring at him, like, are you finished? And he's like, sorry, I just really love Bjork. She's an Icelandic treasure. Anyway, they get to Skule.
They get to Skule, and Jessica's all like, oh shit, look, she's with that vampire dude. I mean, not vampire, I mean, just that general good-looking, intimidating man.
Yes, the guy looks like he's made of marble.
Yeah, look at how he's walking, he's so stiff.
Yes, look at how fucking... Just look at his marble dick.
Yeah, he's standing there with that, like, rag hold over his shoulder, and a tiny, tiny penis.
Oh no, I don't want Edward to have a tiny penis. And I fully believe that David would have been very large when he was erect.
Yeah. Yeah. Not everyone's a shower.
Yes. He's definitely a grower. I mean, look at those abdominals.
Jessica gives Bella her jacket back. She's like, sorry, it's a bit sticky. Mike put it all the way inside him for some reason.
Yes.
He really loved that jacket.
Yes, I had to get out my fish hook.
I caught so many fish before your jacket came out, Bella.
Yes. I was like, Mike, why have you got a fucking trout in there? And he's like, whoa, the freezer broke.
Yeah, yeah. That was all the explanation he offered.
Also, it made me feel kind of sick because I'd eaten dinner the night before. And his mother said fried trout. Now I'm wondering, was this arse trout?
Do you think Mike's from one of those arse trout families, Bella?
And Jessica bugs out, obviously, because she's with Edward. And then Edward's like, look, Jessica wants to talk to you about everything when you get to your next class. So she wants to know if we're dating and if you like me.
Yeah, and like what you really feel about me.
So she's like, so what should I tell Jessica? And then he's like, well, to the first question of whether we're dating, just say yes. I think it'd be easier that way. And I'm like, oh, you're such a cheeky chappy, you are.
Oh, Edward, you cheeky chappy. What do you like?
Yeah. What do you like?
What do you like?
And then he's like, so I love you. and then...
Some people say I look like my dad.
Anyway, so she goes to Jessica. No, she goes to Trig. And her and Jessica gossip about Edward and Mike.
Yeah. And it's a really fun scene to listen through.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, Mike. And she's like, oh my God. Anyway, class ends. She goes outside and Edward's waiting for her with his arm against the door frame and his hand in his pocket.
And the other one is smoking a cigarette.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Oh, sorry, mate.
It's all right. I'll do the harmonica bit. So fucking Edward escorts her to lunch.
Escorts her to lunch.
Yeah. He's like, come, let me give you some lunch. That sounds so dirty, didn't it?
I'm going to give you some lunch, Bella.
I'm going to give you a bit of my packed lunch.
I'm going to pack you in the lunch, Bella.
Oh, got lots of condiments. Don't worry, they're all in glass bottles. Got to give them a good shake and a tap on the bottom.
You'll want to brace yourself for the mustard.
Yes, you'll have to do a handstand, of course. I mean, I'm a vampire, but I can't defy the laws of gravity. Anyway.
So they sit at the lunch table and Edward eats a bit of pizza just to show that he can.
Yeah.
She's like, show off.
When life is giving you anchovies, just cover them up with some extra cheese and make a pizza. Ah, that's all for my 30 rockers out there. He does eat pizza and he's like, oh, you could eat dirt if you wanted to, couldn't you? That's what this is like. And I'm like, well, what happens to that pizza? Does he shit it out?
Yeah, because I guess vampires don't poop.
Really? They should do though, shouldn't they?
I mean, it depends on how their system digests and extracts nutrients from blood.
I mean, maybe there is no waste with blood.
Yeah.
But if there was, I wonder what it looked like. Maybe they like kind of just excrete like a sort of like a marble or something like that.
A little like ruby.
Yeah. Completely smooth though, so it doesn't hurt. I don't want them to be in pain every time they go to the loo.
Yeah, and eventually you make a necklace out of them.
Yeah, that's why Rosalie is so adorned.
Yeah.
Emmett is a big guy, you know. He eats a lot.
Yeah, and they're into some real weird shit. But there's no secrets in that family.
Yeah, it's not filching when it's diamonds. So they talk about shit, and then Edward is like, what did you tell Jessica? And she's like, oh, I said that I like you more than you like me. And he's like, what? You said what? How could you think that, Bella?
Why would you say that? I'm a good bit of new.
Yeah. And then they talk about it, and Edward's like,
Yeah, she's all like, you're extraordinary, and I'm just so ordinary. And he's all like, well, you didn't hear what all the boys were thinking on your first day here.
Yes.
And she's like, tee-hee.
And he's like, you know, I would leave her if I thought it would keep you safe. And she's like, I don't want you to go. But he says to her, do you really want to go to Seattle, or do you want to do something different? And she's like, what? I phrased that weird. I should have been like, and then she was like what? But he was like, oh, you know.
Ah, you know.
Oh, you know. Just trying out different sauces. We got a new shipment in from abroad. Got some sweet and sour. She's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, sweet and sour. Gotta put it in the fridge to keep it cold. And she's like, what?
Yeah. Now you're starting to sound like Mike.
You and your dirty ass fish. But no, he just says, look, just something different, man. Shut up. And he slaps her and she's like, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and her head flies across the room.
Yeah. He's like, oh shit, did anyone see that? Luckily, no one did.
So he gets up and bolts from the room.
Yeah. And he's got vampire speed, so he's ultra quick. I mean, someone screams and they're like, Bella's head's on the floor.
Yeah, then the whole Cullen family has to move. And that's the end of the book.
Yeah. They move to Mexico.
Where it's nice and sunny all year round.
Yeah. And they're worshipped as gods.
Yeah.
And they sit on the thrones of Cara Paravel. And the guy's like, ay, 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 thank God they ended the winter. But she asked him about his hunting trip last week, and he says, bears, right?
Yeah, he says, lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
Yes. And she's like, you got tigers here? And he's like, of course. This is Los Angeles. Oh, sorry, that's a Clueless joke. Oh. A really abstract Clueless joke that was so fucking tangential. I don't know. You would need to... Oh, fuck it. Just someone shoot me in the head and erase everything I've ever said on this podcast. Because I'm obviously not funny.
I assume that's also from Clueless.
Yeah. That was the poster tagline. Yeah. Yeah, he says Emmett fucking loves bears. And she's like, oh, Bray fucking does.
I'm what's known as an otter.
Yeah. No, he's definitely a twink. Look how smooth he is.
And sparkly.
Yeah. Just put a bit of butter on me, it won't even melt.
It won't, he's really cold.
Yeah. So pass it back, please. Oh, God. But yeah, Ed was like, I love mountain lions. And she's like, why? And he's like, they say that we like to hunt the things that are most like our temperaments or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Emmett's like a bear.
And I'm like a lion. What's Alice like? Don't tell her I told you this, but she's like a 15-year-old in a wheelchair. And she's like, what? And he's like, do you ever wonder why all those field trips that come out here from Seattle never make it back? She's like, no. Well, they often find that when they go to retrieve the children from their outdoor excursions, there's just a pile of broken wheelchairs, all bloodied, and Alice sitting there licking her lips and dabbing at the corner of them with a kerchief. And she looks at the teachers and goes, sorry about that.
And then proceeds to eat them.
Yeah. And then she has a new minivan.
Yeah. Oh, the Cullen's famous minivan collection. Exactly, Bella.
She acquired so many, we thought, why not make a fucking business out of this? So it's called Cullen's Minivans. We call it Cullivans. And we have a picture of me with an eye patch on and a parrot going, arr. So it has a whole porridge theme. Obviously, the people who rent the vans don't ever make it out alive afterwards, but it's okay. We just give them a wipe down, spray some Febreze, and they're good to be rented out again.
We never get any repeat business, but that's all right.
It's all right. When all the customers dry up, we'll just move somewhere else. Anyway... So she goes, oh my God, am I ever going to see you hunt? And he's like, no, you'll never see me hunt. And he flips the table.
Smashes her head off again.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, fuck, sorry, man.
Gotta stop doing that.
Yeah, so he picks her head back up, gets out his sewing kit, and sews it back on. And he's like, Bella? Man, this works so well in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You need to wake up, Bella. It's time for chapter 11.
Yeah, chapter 11. Why do you have to go and make things so complications? Is what the chapter's called.
Yeah, what lesson do they go to?
Biology!
There it is.
After their lunch, they didn't have brunch. They fancied a munch. And they're watching the TV. Because it's movie day. And the teacher is gay. He doesn't say hey, because he's rude. Anyway, so they go to biology and the teacher rules in the kind of the classic TV on a stand with the VCR.
Yeah, I remember that TV.
Yeah. So they sit in the back of biology and they watch Spice World.
Yeah, and it's really tense because they want to touch each other because it's such an erotic film.
Yeah, and then Bella's like, shh, they're singing Say You'll Be There. And then he's like, oh, okay, fine. And then she's like, I love that bit that Mel C sings. And then he's like, what bit? And she's like, you know the bit. And he's like, no, what bit? And she's like, you know the bit. And he's like, I don't know the Spice Girls. And she's like, what?
What the fuck are we doing, Edward? What is this?
If you can't tell me which one of the five you are, I just don't think I can be with you. How will I know what color of presents to buy you? Or whether you would rather a soccer ball or a lollipop. Anyway, after Spice World, he walks up to Jim and he's like, you know what, I actually really like that film. She's like, good. Have you decided which Spice Girl you are? And he's like, I think I'd be Posh. She's like, I think you'd be scary. Yeah. So he walks up to Jim and Jim's like, thanks very much. Picks her up.
You look after her now, Jim.
He's like, oh, I certainly will. Puts her in the back of a truck, gives her an ice cream.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim. Jimmy, Jim, Jim.
Jim Broadbent.
Oh, Harry. anyway. So, Mike is in Jim.
Yes, and despite her best efforts, Bella still manages to peg Mike with her badminton racket.
Yeah, she trips, falls, and goes whoopsie-daisy, which, as we know, is the universal phrase for, I know this is bad, but you can't blame me for it now.
I have expressed remorse.
Yes. If I say whoopsie-daisy, it means it wasn't anyone's fault. Really, it's kind of your fault. You shouldn't have had your shorts off and been bending over. You know how clumsy I am. But yeah, Mike is like, I don't like you being with Edward. And she's like, why?
Why?
And he's like, I don't know.
Just a feeling I have. Down in my trap.
Yeah, maybe you can help me get rid of that feeling, Bella. She's like, okay.
You bring your fishing rod?
Sometimes you can make the little fish come out the front. But yeah, afterwards she meets Edward again and Edward is not happy with Mike.
Yes, because Mike doesn't like him.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Mike, so fuck it.
Yeah, so fuck it. They're just being boys.
Yeah. Boys will be boys.
Speaking of which, they get out to the car park and there's a bunch of boys surrounding Rosalie's car, jerking off over it.
Yeah.
And she's like, ew, but also, don't stop.
Yeah, don't stop till you get enough.
Yeah, you had enough? I didn't think so.
Keep on. Jerking on my car. Oh, boys. Here's a little cloth for you. Rabbit, make my car look brand new. And Rosalie just like jumps on the bonnet. It's like, come on. And he just stop. Just never stop jerking off. Come on. And then Emmett comes out and he's like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, oh shit.
Starts trying to turn on like the windscreen washers.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, and Edward slips into his Volvo and is like, ostentatious.
Yeah. Nothing needs to be that greasy. So he picks her up the next day for school, and he asks her questions all day because it's his turn to ask questions.
Yes, he asks a load of inane questions that nobody could possibly give a shit about, but he gives lots of shits.
I disagree. All the stuff he asks her is stuff I love knowing about people.
Oh, all right.
No, I just love to know those things. Because it's like, if you don't know at least some of the like minute details of someone's interests and that kind of thing, I feel like there's always going to be a sort of barrier to the amount of intimacy that you can have, you know? Mm.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I, like I said, I did find this whole bit where they're kind of quizzing each other on their natures to be the most enjoyable part of the book. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, really.
Yeah. Anyway, so she answers all his questions. She says her favourite colour is brown, and I was like, fuck off.
Yeah, but then she has a reason for it.
Because it's warm, it reminds me of the brown of the trees and the brown of the... you guys can finish that off for yourself.
Yeah. We've given you the ingredients.
Yeah. But yeah, like, fair enough. But like, oh god, that would be like a red flag for me if someone said their favourite colour was brown.
Yeah. I really don't know what my favourite colour is. I feel like it depends what we're talking about.
You're one of those people who I would not expect to have a favourite colour.
Yeah.
I think you're sort of... I feel like your mind's always in places like that are a bit like above such like...
Such trivialities.
Yeah, kind of. Not in like a shitty way, but you're always...
Oh,
like,
no, definitely in a shitty way.
No, but you're quite like a... Whereas I'm all about that stuff. Like, you know, I don't know what that says about me.
Me neither, because I'm above it.
My favourite colour is black, by the way, for anyone listening.
Mm. Which people say that's not a colour, because it's just, like, represents the absence of light, and I'm like, fuck off, it is a colour.
Yeah, and also that description is gifting in a nutshell. Hey fans, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Me and Tom have a lot of fun recording this for you guys, and we hope you have a lot of fun listening to it. We are a completely independent production, though, so we work really hard to create all this content for you, and we do it all for free. So if you would like to help support us and the future of the show, the best way to show your love is to sign up to our Patreon. There you'll find our exclusive series, Poorly Read at the Movies, where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your favourite films. It's only $3.99 a month, and you get an episode on the first and third Friday of every month. Sign up at patreon.com/poorlyread. Anyway, fucking, let's get even deeper into chapter 12. Balancing.
Balancing?
Yes.
Let's go balancing, Bella.
Ooh, that's like balancing or like ball lancing.
Yeah. It's okay, the needles are sterile.
I'm not going to remove it, just drain what's inside. So, as Bella and Edward were talking in the car when he was dropping her off, fucking Jacob and Billy Black arrive.
Yes, the Blacks are here.
Yes. And he's like, I need to move out of the neighbourhood. Charlie is arriving as well because Edward can sense it telepathically. So he's like, I need to go now. So Bella hops out and he fucks off. And then Jacob and Billy emerge from their car and Charlie arrives.
And they're like, we're here for the game. And of course, Jacob was eager to see Bella again. And Jacob was like, don't, Dad, jeez.
Shut up, Dad. Oh, don't be modest, Jacob. Tell Bella about what I saw last night.
Yeah, tell Bella about the erection you had all the way here.
Yeah. Tell Bella about how I walked in and you had her photo on top of your face while you were jerking off into your pillowcase.
I don't even know how you could see it that close.
He had cut a hole at somewhere in the photo and his tongue was poking through. I can only imagine it was in the groin area.
At least I fucking hope it was, boy.
Yeah. We don't kiss on the mouth in the Quileute tribe. So they make reference to... So Bella's like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go make grilled cheeses for everyone so I can get out of the way. And Jacob, like, kind of semi-follows her into the kitchen. His semi-follows her into the kitchen. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But it's made that, like, there'd been, like, an altercation between Charlie and Billy at some point.
Yeah.
And that this was sort of them making amends. And I was like, what happened? When did they have an argument?
Maybe when he bought the truck? Because that was the last time... Because if I feel like it was, it seems, the way they talk about it, it makes it seem like it was longer ago than that. But then they have bought, he has bought the truck off him since.
What, like, so like before the book?
Yeah, 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 like before the start of the book. Because, okay. So the altercation came up because Billy...
It was something about Carlisle, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Billy was talking shit about the Cullens because of their tribal history and everything. And Charlie was all like, hey, he's a good man. He's a good doctor. He works in a hospital. He could be working somewhere else. They're a good family and you shut the fuck up. He chewed him out real good. And then he told him off.
And we didn't see that in the book, but that happened like off screen a long time ago.
Yeah. But
so
then,
how do we know that? Did Jacob tell us that on the beach?
I'm not sure, but I feel like this isn't the first mention of it.
Yeah, I feel like, because what you said about Charlie defending Carlisle, I'm sure that that's mentioned earlier on in the book.
Yeah, I'm sure it is too, but I can't think when.
Alas, we will never know.
We'll never know because we won't look it up.
No. No, sir.
No.
So Jacob, like, is talking to her. She's making grilled cheeses and he's like, you know, you're meant to turn the hob on. And she's like, oh.
You know, you're meant to use a frying pan, Bella. You can't just put the bread directly on the flame and grate cheese on it. It's like, oh, I don't know how to do this, Jacob.
So Jacob says that his dad recognized Edward when they were arriving.
My dad seemed to... Who was the driver that you were with? She was like... She sort of tries to dodge the question.
But yeah, she's like, oh, it was Edward Cullen.
Yeah,
and then
like,
he's like,
oh,
that's my dad was acting so fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know, because dad believes in all those old legends about the Cullens. But hey, that's what happens when you're crazy and in a wheelchair.
Crazy old Maurice. I've got to stop doing Patreon jokes.
No, do more.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charlie says to her later, like, oh, you're still going to Seattle on Saturday? And she's like,
that was the plan.
Yeah. And the child's like, cool. I'm going to go fishing with a buddy of mine. And she's like, oh, cool. Yeah, like I left a note in your fishing thing last time you went. But you didn't bring me back any fish. In fact, the note was bone dry. And then he's like, gulp. She's like, I know you weren't going fishing when you were going off with that man. And he grabs it and he's like, you don't know nothing about me. And she's like, you get off me. But bring me back some fish.
I can't live on Mike's ass trout anymore.
And he's like, I'll bring you back some fish when you know how to fry it up. And she's like, damn it.
Just slapping a fish on the open flame.
Yeah. Charlie walks in and she's just like slamming it in and out of the door.
So the next morning, she's all in a good mood because it's Friday and Edward's going to pick her up again.
Yeah, she's like, Friday, Friday, Edward's picking me up on Friday. And tomorrow we're going to Seattle, Seattle. And he's like, if you ever sing that song again, I'm going to fucking kill you. She's like, I'm sorry.
Now should I ride in the front seat or the back seat?
I wish I knew more of the lyrics to the fucking song.
Yeah, that's literally the only one I can think of.
Yeah, damn it. And he continues his questioning of her. He's like, who is your daddy? What does he do?
He's like, you know who he is and what he does.
Yes. And he's like, yes, but I want to hear it from you. So she's like, well, his name's Charlie. And he's a policeman.
He's a policeman.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, say it again. he's a policeman. Oh, has he got a mustache? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But during lunch, he says, me and Alice are going to go hunting this afternoon, so I've got to leave school early.
Yes, but don't worry. We'll get your truck and leave it in the car park for you with the key in the ignition.
And then she's like, but my keys are something, something.
And he's like, bap, 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 pushes his finger right up to her mouth.
Yeah, and accidentally caves in her skull. And he's like, fuck.
Yeah, gotta stop doing that.
Yeah.
I told her it was dangerous to be around this.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like, I need to go hunting as a precaution for tomorrow. If I'm going to be spending the whole day with you, I need to make sure that it's going to be as safe as possible.
Yes.
And then she's like, why do you like me? Chapter one, my first period. But yeah, he's like, you always take me by surprise, Bella. Humans are predictable, but you always do the opposite of what I was expecting. You are the definition of ironic.
Don't you think?
She's like, maybe a little too ironic. And he's like, yeah, I really do think. She's like, it's like hunting before our first date. It's like driving me home and asking me if my dad's gay. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell. Yeah, he says that, like, basically the rest of his family are getting worried because he's been spending so much time with her that if he doesn't end up killing her, like, the trail was going to, like, lead directly back to him and them, and it so it means they're gonna have to like get up and move speedily.
Yes, if this ends badly, it's gonna be bad.
And then Alice comes over and he introduces her to Alice, and Alice is like, hey girl.
And she's like, hey girl. And they're like, girl, we gonna be friends. And she's like, yeah.
Anyway, so Edward picks up her truck for her to get home after school because the truck is out there when she leaves, and the keys are in the ignition. Hopping fresh out the kitchen.
Rolling that truck.
Got every boy out there wishing that they could come all over her trunk. And she's like, man, it's a freaking weekend.
Somebody give me some spunk.
Yeah.
Like what happened with Rosalie's car the other day. I want that.
Yes, when it comes to car jokes, Tom and Gifton can only talk about musical sexual predators. Anyway, so... So she gets home and she decides to phone Jessica and tell her that the date with Edward tomorrow going to Seattle is cancelled. And she tells her dad the same thing. And then he's like, oh, do you want me to stay home with you or do something with you? And she's like, no, Dad, I just want to fucking be on my own. Dad's like, cool, cool. I mean, I want to go fishing. I just was kidding, you know. If you want me to stay home, I will. But I really want to go fishing. It's been a while. It's been a while, Bella. And I'm getting a bit frustrated. I want to go on this trip with Jack Twist. And I'm going to get him in me. And he's going to fill me up like I'm a motorbike. And Bella's like, what? And he's like, nothing. Oh, God. But yeah, she basically tells everyone that the date is cancelled. So if she does die, no one thinks it's Edward.
Yeah.
And next day, Edward arrives wearing his little cool, like, I think they're like wearing the same kind of clothes.
Yeah, he's like, oh, look, we match. They're both wearing like similar colours or some shit. And I'm like...
But I think he's wearing a white shirt with like a kind of like a nice like tan like sweater over the top.
Yeah.
And she's wearing a stained white shirt with some fucking shitty tan cardigan with holes in it.
Yeah.
Because that's how she roll. And she's like, oh, Edward is like a supermodel and I look like a fallen tree. Yeah. But yeah, she's driving today. That's the arrangement they made. So they get in her truck and they drive. And he's like, head up the 406 into the 105 and keep going to the trail ends.
And she's like, those aren't roads, Edward.
Yeah. And he's like, of course there are roads. And he pretends to be driving his steering wheel. And he's like, vroom, vroom, vroom. And she's like, oh, God. He's like, oh, I always wanted to reenact the title sequence from The Simpsons.
Gotta find a garage to go and drive a guy through.
Yeah. So they drive to a place, and then she's like, are we going to go hiking? And Vinny's like, yeah, but, you know, it's only like 5 miles or so. And I'm like, man, fucking hell.
Yeah.
If a guy told me that, I would pull over and be like, this isn't going to work. Yeah. You're obviously very outdoorsy and think this is an appropriate first day, and everything you've described is my idea of hell. So it was very nice meeting you. I'm sorry we couldn't fuck. Maybe we can fuck and that'll be the end of it. Are you happy with that? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the place we're going to is a dogging spot, so.
I don't want to walk, though. Can we just do it in the car? What if we just do it on the side of the road? I've got some costumes in the back. They might just think we're two randy foxes. But yeah, she fucking does it. She doesn't want to be the uncool girl, so she pretends that it's okay, and she fucking does it, and they hike. And they get to the most beautiful meadow she's ever seen.
Yeah, nice little glade with a sunlit spot in the middle.
Yeah, sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, and he's when they get out of the car, he's taken his sweater off, and he's wearing his shirt unbuttoned. I'm like, you're a prick.
I think only, like two or three at the top, though.
I hope so.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was. He didn't have his shirt unbuttoned.
Sounded just very much like he was wearing his shirt unbuttoned.
No, because she says that she could see how, like, the muscle going down to, like the sculpture of his chest.
Yeah.
So I very much think it's, like, the top three buttons, like, how a sexy guy would wear his shirt.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm taking notes.
So anyway, so Bella's in the meadow, and she's like, wow, it's so beautiful. And she notices that Edward is still in the shade. Then she, like, beckons him forth.
And he steps out from under the shade.
Into the sunshine.
And the chapter ends.
So, factoid for you, this was where she started writing the book. Because she had a dream about this scene. So she woke up and was like, huh, I think I want to write that down. So she wrote, well, like, the next chapter scene down, and then she started writing the book from that point onwards. And when she'd got to the end, she went back and then filled in all the time up until this point, which I think is quite interesting. Yeah, fucking hell. Yeah, so we're kind of getting into, well, this is like the next chapter is like slap bang in the middle of the book, so kind of this is like the very start of the ramp up of, like, the energy of the book, I would say.
Yes.
It's a very gradual incline, but it gets there. It's like a simmering arse trout.
When all you wanted was a minnow.
It's like a simmering arse trout. And all you wanted was a minnow. It's like Madonna and not Kylie Minogue. It's like Britney Spears. And Jessica Simms is like being a prostitute, but you ain't got a pimp. The audience is like waiting. She just very gracefully puts the guitar back on its stand and walks on stage and announces her retirement on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, tell them things, Tom.
Oh, all kinds of things and stuff. We're on Instagram and we're on Twitter at Poorly Read Pod. We post some funny stuff and you can stay up to date with what we're doing at Poorly Read Pod, Instagram and Twitter. Do it.
Yeah, do it. And fucking sign up to our Patreon. It's $3.99 a month and you get an episode of our cool ass series, cool ass brackets trout series, Poorly Read the Movies, on the first and third Friday of every month, where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your fucking favourite films. Do it at patreon.com/poorlyread.
Indeed, we also have a load of fucking Mitch.
Mitch!
Yes, Poorly Read Dub. Should we make a t-shirt that just says Mitch?
Oh, mate, that's a sick idea. Yes. Yes.
But those who know will know.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe by the time this comes out, you can buy that.
Yeah.
PaulieRed.redbubble.com, as well as a load of other stuff. And
email us your tings at PaulieRed@gmail.com.
That as well, yes. And if you want to drop us a cheeky review on the Apple Podcasts app, do that.
Yes, 5 stars only, and say something cool. Nothing rude, though. We don't want that kind of filth. Anyway, without further ado, I have been Gifton.
And I have been Tom.
And Astrid's been Astrid.
Yay.
Yeah.